Okay, so my name is Tim Owen Jones, and I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust and the One Another Project in Trafalgar Square, London. It's the 13th of October, 2009, and the time's 4:15 in the afternoon.
Ooh, I feel like I'm being interviewed by the police.
Could you please tell me your name, your age, and where you come from?
Okay, I'm Evelyn Ross, I'm 51, and I'm from Liverpool. Okay. I live there, but I'm originally from Manchester. And I lived in London for about 18 years. 18 years ago, I came to university here, and then I left when I got married. And this is a lovely opportunity to see London from a point that I never saw it before.
So when did you first find out about the One Another Project?
Was at the very beginning of July when it first started. By coincidence, I googled Anthony Gormley because I wanted to look into how much work he'd done, because we'd just been on Crosby Beach, which is something we do quite regularly. And it was just a little bit of research for myself, and was completely taken aback by what it was all about. I don't think I registered until August, gave it a bit of thought, or maybe I was busy, and didn't hear anything and didn't think much about it. And then was delighted in September to get the congratulations, because it is congratulations, it's something very special. It's almost so personal though for me, that's why I am nervous to go up there, because I think I am showing a side of myself that I never show. I would say, having been married 18 years ago, so I've got a bit of a dark memory on all this, but I think I'm probably more nervous now than I was on my wedding day to walk down the aisle. Because that is something that's sort of prescribed to you, and very, everyone knows what's expected, and no one's really aware of what I'm going to do. So I find it's an onus actually. And I'm quite nervous about the number of people who are turning up. Got quite a famous artist's son turning up after a sitting as well, which makes me feel quite responsible for everybody. And I don't want to, that's part of the thing, that I don't want to feel responsible, because I think this is about me. I am being selfish. I know people have done charity work, and I've watched some humbling performances. Mine isn't so much a performance, it's something quite silent. First of all, I'm dressing in a way that I think will look as though I am a statue. The irony is, I think the guy after me is doing the same. Wearing a ball gown, swathes of material. I want to look regal. My mother said, you're a plinthess. I want to relax and enjoy it. And then I'd made a joke to the kids initially saying, I'm going to do the ironing up there because, you know, I'm a housewife. I work as well, but you know, I find myself with an ironing board in front of me all the time, and I thought, well, how can I amalgamate that? And I decided to iron t-shirts with slogans on, and then I thought, well, what am I going to say? And there are only two things that I really want to say that are very important to me. One is that I think people should be honest. I think they should be personally honest. I haven't had to ask me any questions. This is really odd, it's all tumbling out. Personally honest. Honest in business, honest to themselves. I'm going to pin that up. And the other one is, I think the world would be a very different place if people were, they have mutual respect. If people really respected everybody's differences, I think the world would be a happier place. So that's my other t-shirt. Along with that, I'm going to take a couple of pictures, and I'm not sure how loudly I'm going to do this. I might hum and I might sing, but I don't think I'm going to do a loud performance of Hebrew folk songs and the Israeli national anthem, because it's another aspect about me which I don't talk about very often. I am Jewish, my family are Jewish, and I think it's quite a good arena to do this, because I'm unhappy about the way the British press treat people who are Zionists. I get the feeling that being a Zionist is almost a dirty word. This is only my view. My mother said to me at the weekend, please don't do anything controversial, because you've got to back it up and you've got to stand there and rant. I'm doing that now. I want to stand in Trafalgar Square, which is the centre of everything that is so English, and say there are Jewish people in this country, which I sometimes feel ethnic minorities, although people are very politically correct, ethnic minorities maybe don't get treated with the same respect that other people do. That's my view. Anyway, you're going to have to ask me a question. I've spilt it all out now.
Can we go with the Jewish theme a little bit?
Of course
you
can.
Can you recount some experiences or just so you know the story of then how it is for you to maintain that identity as a minority?
Well, it actually, this is quite interesting because it all goes in with Crosby and why I'm on the beach. Major cities in Britain have quite large Jewish communities, relatively large, significant, I'll say. And in Liverpool there is one. It's a dwindling one because people usually go off study and move away. We live in the south side of Liverpool. Crosby is in the north. And there's a Jewish school, in fact. The intake to the school is 60 kids a year. But if the community have only produced in that school year 5 Jewish kids, then they look to the wider community. And it's although they call it a Jewish school, quite often the Jewish kids are outnumbered. My daughter was bullied when she was 9, she's now 15, and she wanted to leave the school, and she wanted to go to Merchant Taylors in Crosby, which was a very, very big leap for us. It's been frowned on by a lot of the Jewish people because there's no Jewish education for her now, and we have left the mould. So, ironically enough, rather than herding together and being part of a community, the kids go to school, there are hardly, I think there's maybe 2 other Jewish families in these 2 huge schools. I've got a 9-year-old son as well. And their identity is stronger because they are in the minority. When they were herded together and they were with other Jewish kids, their identity wasn't as strong because they didn't feel the difference as much. And now they do. So Crosby, where the school is, the beach, which is back again to why I'm here. Me, how I feel as somebody who is Jewish, I feel English first. I'm in 4th generation. A lot of people I know of my age of 50, their parents may have been in, or the grandparents may be, parents, Auschwitz or one of the concentration camps, or they may have come over on the Kinder transport. I had a different experience. My grandparents were English, so I was very English, yet we have a cultural difference. And for that reason, I always used to say I'm black except my skin is white. We're very different to the average English person, but it isn't initially obvious. And today, that's what I'm trying to show, sitting there with my tiara ball gown being a princess. Underneath that princess, there is everything I've explained to you.
So what kind of stuff do you get up to? What do you do in your spare time?
I wish I had spare time, actually. My husband and I have got a business up in Liverpool. Takes up an awful lot of our time. We set it up about 6 years ago. Very much family based. If we're not going out for dinner with friends or doing something like that, it's doing stuff with the kids. Health club, relaxing, watching TV, bit of art. There's some fantastic stuff going on in Liverpool. The most exciting thing for us was when we were the capital of culture. I was amazed that we won it, simply because I feel people are quite prejudiced against Liverpool, which is ironic, but I'm sure if you were to look into how many people who are quite gifted and have gone and done other artistic things come from Liverpool, it's probably quite a high ratio, yet people think that people in Liverpool are just scouse thieves. That's the feeling I get, having moved there. I'm allowed to say all this. You wouldn't believe I had a sociology degree, would you? Because I'm so incisive and not very... It's my age, and I just say how it is these days. But, Liverpool, from our artistic point of view, is quite exciting. So there's plenty of that sort of stuff, and I take full advantage of it. And I always laugh and think about the fact that I used to wheel my daughter around the Tate in a pram when she was 8 months old, just so she could see all these things, because to have a Tate down the road from where I lived was so exciting. Still is, very exciting.
And how about the business? Can you tell us about then your professional life and what you get get up
to. Oh, do you mind if I don't?
That's absolutely fine.
Is that all right? Because
yeah,
it's a bit raw at the moment.
No worries,
no
worries. How does it feel then to be one of 2,400 people that get to become part of this Anthony Gormley piece?
I feel a bit special, actually. I feel that it's a little sort of lottery win. It's something to be proud of. Funnily enough, people keep saying to me, oh, you're brave, we're so proud of you. And initially I didn't get the feeling that you needed to be either brave or that people should take it as something that's an achievement. But it is, it's lovely. It's really lovely. It's really changed my perspective on things at the moment, which has been really nice. I've been able to look out, look into what's going on here, see people's diversity and celebrate that, which is something I'm terribly interested in anyway, and believe is everybody's right. That's how I feel.
And what's the emotional journey been from applying to then being nominated, receiving the email to say you've been allocated a slot, to going through the preparation to actually then being here?
Ooh, yeah, well, has it been an emotional journey? It's been very time consuming because it's taken up a lot of my mental energy. Funnily enough, I'm not doing anything that I didn't decide I was going to do the minute I knew I was going on the plinth. But having said that, I've spent a lot of time visualising going on there. One of the reasons is because I'm frightened of heights, and the other one is because I don't really like people looking at me, and I just hope I'm not going to do what that lovely lady did who sat with her head between her knees and rocked for an hour. I might do that. My main worry is that I'm going to get on and have the overwhelming desire to sit down because of the height, because that's something I do when I'm in tall buildings. But it's been very pleasurable. It's been like getting ready for a party. I've had to have t-shirts printed. I've researched and bought a tiara. It's been fun. And anyone who knows me always goes, oh, Evie, how very you to do the ironing in a tiara. So there you go. And I wanted to do something original. And I kept watching and making sure, because I've seen quite a few cyclists, and I'm not a cyclist. And I thought, oh, no one's done the ironing yet. Great. So it's been fun. The whole thing's been fun. Today's been very nice. Very nice indeed. I don't think I've got a lot more to tell you unless you prompt me.
No, yeah. What would you say then are the most important things to you at the moment in your life?
My family, that's obvious, because I gave my nickname Evie Mum. My health, which is something at my age you start to feel isn't going to last forever. Not that I've got anything particularly wrong with me. I've been very humbled by seeing sick people and people whose children have died on the plinth. Really sad things. I am blessed that I have none of that, and I'm sitting here looking for wood, thinking, you know. Is it good? Right, touch wood. Not supposed to do that, actually. Anyway, nice Jewish girl. And let me think what I'm going to say to you. At this point, I worry about the future. I worry about ecology. I worry about how the world's going to be. It does frighten me. And it is something that's quite important to me. I think the world's a very cruel place. I don't think it's any less cruel than it was hundreds of years ago. It's just different, and that does frighten me. I worry about how the world will be for my children when they're my age. And at the moment, more immediate concerns are how long the recession is going to last. I think it's exhausting. I think it's miserable for people. I think it saps people's energy. It makes them angry, makes them drive badly. It makes them short-tempered. And yet again, I'm going to go back to my thing. I really don't believe the media help. I think they amplify things, and I think they make people feel that there is a cause when sometimes maybe there isn't, and they should allow people to just make their own decisions. I do feel manipulated by the media, greatly actually. And that's why I like this, because there's no right and wrong way of doing this, so therefore we can't be manipulated. I might be misconstrued once I'm up there, but I can't be manipulated.
Right. What fears would you say, what hopes would you say you have for the future?
Hopes. You have caught me at a very difficult stage in my life for one reason or another, and for that I really, you know, my hopes are probably the flip side of all the things I said and my fears. Personally, I like a happy and eventless life, to be honest. I mean, this is an event and this is a very exciting event. I mean, I don't want any traumas. I would like to have a non-traumatic path into old age and everything else. I know that can't happen, but that's one of the things I would love.
And what would you like to then take away from the Plinth experience?
Today?
Yeah.
Empowerment, which I'm almost positive is going to happen. I'm going to look at my watch, 25 to, because I do have to put my TR on. I know you're watching the time. I can't believe I've talked for this long. What else am I going to take away? A great sense of support, because I know a lot of people are watching me. I've done a bit of my own personal marketing on that, but yeah, I've told people about it. But I just had a nice day in London, which I've had so far.
And what are you planning on doing when you come down?
Right, I've got a bunch of people and they're all sort of a disparate group of people, and we're going to get together, have a quick drink, and then I'm getting the 8 o'clock train back to Liverpool because I've got to be working tomorrow morning. I would like not to do that. I've had a great time with a pal of mine from probably when I arrived, about 1 o'clock onwards, so that was nice. We went to St Pancras. I've worked out how lovely and easy it's going to be to get the Eurostar to Paris, so I shall do that. You know, nice. New vistas, that's what today's been about. That's it.
Great, would you like to say anything else then about you, about what you're going to do, about the project as a whole, anything you'd like to add?
No, that's it. I'm done.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for your prompting.